Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you rather lose an inch
okay.
of your dick to get a 1 inch of height
mm-hmm.
or lose 1 inch of height to grow an inch of dick?
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
That's a really good one. I'm not.
I'm ready for the answers. I'm ready.
It's your boy OT with my co-host over here.
Ro-ro
up in this up in this B. You already know what it is. Yeah, welcome to our podcast. Hope you guys enjoy listening.
If you're
to
watching
us.
This on YouTube, subscribe. If
yeah,
you're
for sure.
hearing us in your ears, you better follow us and keep
and rate
on
us.
Listening.
And rate us 5-star on every single platform that we're going to be on.
Yeah, we're going to be in all of the podcast scenes.
Yeah, we're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, so find us there.
So you better start getting tired of
keep
our voices.
Keep on tune, yeah.
Yeah.
We got good shit coming out.
A lot of good shit.
A lot of laughter.
A lot of good shit. A lot of laughter. A lot of good vibes. All right, then, let's talk about the last time I...
What did you do?
I think I told you about this. When I was chatting to some things, yeah. Basically, you know, whenever we go out, me and you, yeah, it's always a cock block thing. I cock block you and you cock block me because everybody immediately assumes that we're in a relationship. And I understand. I understand. You know, you see two people walking in, both about the same age, both, you know, look good. You would immediately assume that, yeah, of course, they're fucking each other,
different
even though
gender,
we're not.
Yeah.
Different gender. So mm-hmm. it makes sense. I was out with some of my guy friends.
Yeah.
And we're just there, the three of us just decided it was kind of spontaneous. Just go out, you know, sit somewhere, talk, have a good time. But then we got there and we're already like, you know, tired of each other.
That's the speaker. Yeah, continue.
But you know, we had to chat up with some things and they are pussies.
Stop calling them things.
Hey, what can I say, man? It is what it is.
Okay.
We needed to chat with some things. Chat with some girls. You know what I mean? I feel like you know what I mean when I say things.
I hate that.
They're pussies. They would never, I know for a fact, they would never, ever, ever go and chat to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make the first move. I had to try to get some people over to our table. Otherwise, it just would have been, you know, us talking to each other, which is fine. But that day, I was just like in the mood to talk with people, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't just want to...
You were feeling a bit chatty.
I was feeling a bit chatty still.
That so, I'm making British noise. Okay.
I know, man. I don't know where this comes from.
Yeah.
So there were some girls like sitting like to our side.
Yeah.
And they looked like they were not having a good time. They were not. It wasn't like they had like guys coming over and whatnot. It just didn't look like they were having a good time. It kind of looks like they were bored. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go chat to them and see if I can get them to come over to our table. So it was two of them, and one of them went to the bathroom. So I started chatting to the friend. I was like, you know, we talked a little bit. And she actually recognized me from another friend. She was like, are you this guy? I was like, yeah. I was like, how do you know that? I'm already famous. Yeah.
Are you famous?
I was like, I'm already famous. Not even had a podcast yet. And she was like, I know you because a mutual friend that we used to have used to put me on her Snapchat. So that's where she knew me from.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. Makes sense. Because I'd be doing wild shit on people's Snapchats.
fair.
I was like, yeah, cool. We talked a little bit. You know, I was like, all right, cool. Do you want to, it looks like you guys, you know, are you guys here by yourself? Is what I asked her. She was like, yeah. I was like, do you guys want to come sit with us? You know, we can talk. You just talk. To be honest, I just wanted to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Get to, you know new people. She was like, yeah, sure. Why not? I'm going to just ask my friend when she comes back. So the friend came back and she was the bitch. She was, I mean, don't get me wrong. She wasn't a bitch, but she didn't want to,
she wasn't entertaining
the idea of like coming and sitting with us.
Maybe she has a boyfriend or something though.
No, but she didn't have a boyfriend.
How you know that?
I just knew she didn't have a boyfriend. Cause if she had a boyfriend, she would have been like, oh, I have a boyfriend. You know, it's one of those things, but she was not interested. So she didn't come over.
Maybe she was upset that you were already talking to that girl. You know, some girls are actually like that.
Yeah.
Like, they be hating on their girlfriends because their girlfriends is having somebody talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they will be bitchy to that guy.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I was not even, like, flirting or whatever with her friend.
Yeah, like, but she will obviously assume that.
She would have assumed. Maybe that's a possibility.
Okay.
But she just said... I told her, like, do y'all want to come sit with us? Mm. She thought about it, like, a little bit. I already knew she was going to, say no. Because the fact that you had to think about it, it's like you've already made up your mind.
Mm.
And then she was like, I think we'll pass.
Mm.
Which was kind of rude, to be honest. even though like, you're not entitled to come sit with me. But it was like...
like, what?
The fact that she was like... looked at me like up and down. She was like, I think we'll pass. I felt a bit disrespected, not gonna lie.
Maybe she was just having a bad day.
Probably.
Let's give the girl
they clearly were not having a good time. I'll tell you that. They were not having a good time. They were just sitting at the table, they were not even talking to each other. So I was just trying to make the situation better for everybody.
I was
trying to help them, and I was trying to help my guy friends there as well. I was just trying to get people talking to each other. Because it's boring, like, when you go there and then you haven't talked to anybody new.
Mm.
Like, don't get me wrong. I already know the people that I came there with. I just want to have conversations, you know, with new people.
Yeah.
You know,
see life from
their perspective. It is fun.
Very fun.
It doesn't have to lead to anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to go anywhere. Let's just talk, you know. So, yeah, that happened.
That's the extrovert of you.
I know, man. Too much energy. Can't contain myself. So that happened, then I was like, all right, cool. I was not bitter or whatever. I want to say that I was bitter, but I was not. So there were some other girls on my other side that also, like, I was having eye contact with one of them. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I was having eye contact, and I'm not delusional. I can tell when somebody's looking at me because we're literally staring at each other. So I was like, all right, boom, dead thing. I was like, it's dead. I'm going to go talk to her instead. Mind you.
Wow, you switched up real quick.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
Damn.
I do not get.
I hate guys like you.
Yo.
I do.
What can I say? You don't want to chat to me? I'm going to go chat to somebody else.
I mean, you're not entitled.
Period. Like,
but
Yeah. So I went and chatted to other people. You thought that one was gonna go good? I got rejected there as well.
Oh yeah.
So it's not a happy ending.
I bet the girl was looking at you, approaching the other girl, and get denied and be like, yes.
I'm pretty sure.
She probably did.
When I told my friends, look, I'm gonna go talk to these other girls there.
Yeah.
Or like, nay, bro. They were like, bro. They were like, bro.
Yeah.
What?
To that.
We're like, nah. When I came back, they were dying, yo. They were dying of laughter.
That's
they were
your
like,
bros?
my bros, man, they didn't have my back the whole night. They were dying of laughter. But I mean, I don't regret doing that. For me, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun, like, doing that. And especially that my guy friends were there. I think it taught them a little bit as well. Like, it taught them to grow balls and, you know, go approach people, talk to people. You literally have nothing to lose.
No.
So, yeah.
No, I feel dumb, though. I feel dumb.
I mean, I did feel dumb, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it got over pretty quickly because it wasn't my first time, so.
No, I don't mean, like, I feel the girls. I mean, like, I feel you guys. Your guy friends, yeah. That they don't want to approach anybody because that's very scary. Some people can just like they don't get nervous at all.
I think that comes with like practice. Like the more you do it, it becomes easier.
Yeah, I'm not there.
No, me neither.
I'm definitely me not neither. There. Jesus.
Me neither.
I don't come up to nobody. Practice.
No, you don't. That's something I've been doing recently.
Yeah.
And believe you me, the first couple of times, it's not easy. Until now, it's not easy. Until now, it is not easy.
How long have you been doing it?
You remember, I think the first time that I told you about it was like last year. The girl that I was that was with her friend, and then she was sitting in the restaurant. Let me tell you.
That was the first time?
That was not the first time. Like I mean, technically, it was the first time that I wanted to push myself.
Yeah.
Because this is something that I never would have done before. Because mind you, like usually like, when it's just like one girl, I'm already shitting my pants. But this day, I have no idea. What was it to me? Bro, I had the balls to talk to her and she was with her friend in a restaurant.
That's insane.
And they were having a meal.
She was literally outside.
Literally
came up to them.
Outside.
Came inside,
okay?
Just to talk to her again.
My guy friend was like sitting outside. He was watching the whole situation.
Yeah.
He was watching the whole thing. I was like, bro, I need to chat to this girl. Because first what happened is that we passed by each other walking.
Mm.
And she was giving me bear looks, you know? I wouldn't have done that if I felt like, okay, like, she doesn't even know that I exist. But we had, like, mad eye contact. But I don't know. Maybe she just thought I was cute or whatever. But she didn't think about it that far. So, me and my... Like, when that happened, we didn't know where they were going to. But then my guy friend saw that they went into the restaurant. So, I was like, all right, bro, look.
Oh, she was giving you eye contact, like, outside. And then they got into the restaurant.
And then they got into the restaurant.
And you followed them like a creep.
I didn't follow them. We just, like, peeped behind. And then we saw that they were going into the... Yo, she was fine. Like, when I say fine, yeah. She was a bear fine. Like, I know that if I did not talk to her, I would have gone home pissed at myself.
You would regret it.
I would have regretted it. No matter if she said yes or not. I just knew that, okay, this girl, I need to chat to her, man.
I don't know what's that deep.
So we went by the block and then we came back. Okay. And then we
saw. You guys went around the
block? We went around the block. We're not about to make it look obvious. We went around the block. Came back. And then as I was passing by, I think at that point they realized, okay, this guy's definitely, you know, stalking or whatever. It was definitely sound. So I was like, bro, look, I need to chat to her. And then he was sitting outside basically watching as I went in to talk to her. So I was already nervous, like walking in.
Duh.
But the moment I opened the door, right?
Yeah.
Instead of like, they were sitting to my right when I walked into the restaurant.
Yeah.
Instead of like going, it was kind of like I went and then I turned right a little bit, but then my tummy was like, no. So you know what I did? I went straight to the bathroom. I literally took a shit. I literally went straight to take a shit because if I had gone and talked to her right then and there, I knew something would have come out. Something would have come out. Yo, she had me bare nervous, man. I don't think that somebody has made me that nervous ever. I mean, yeah, somebody else has, but like,
okay.
But like, yeah. So that happened. I went to the bathroom, emptied my bowels and whatever, and then came back and chatted to her. Of course, man. At that point, there was no backing down. There was no fucking backing down.
Yo,
I chatted to her.
It didn't
I'm
end
still
good
single.
Though.
I'm here now, baby. So clearly it didn't go well.
That's
but,
so sad.
Yeah.
No, for your first time, that was very, very ballsy.
Yeah.
And it's so sad, like, you went up to somebody for your first time.
Yeah.
Like, trying to, you know.
Yeah.
And you got denied.
Got rejected.
Got rejected.
But my approach was not good, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, you my approach. Just stalked the
now,
girl.
I wasn't looking good. I don't know what I thought was gonna happen, but I wasn't looking good either. I had like some metal sweatpants and whatever, and just basically it wasn't a look. I don't even think I had a fade, man. I don't even think I had a fade. I didn't even have a fade. Like, what was I on that day? I need that balls every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I don't know.
For real, I don't know how I did that. Looking back now, I don't know how I did that.
Must be on some drugs or something. It's not making sense. That could never be me.
Nah, it is.
Imagine like chasing a guy like that.
Nah, see, I don't think I would wanna. I don't think I would wanna have a girl chase me like that either.
No, exactly. It's different.
It's different.
Why is it different?
It's like double standards. I mean, like, for a girl, yeah, realistically, all you have to do is give a guy the look.
But some guys don't understand the look, though.
Yeah. I mean,
they get confused.
It's still like, as a guy, the only time that you would 100% go chat to a girl is like, when it's like obvious, like when you're 100% certain
you
know
that
I mean?
She won't deny you.
That she won't deny you. Yeah. That's when you can go and chat to her without feeling like, you know, without feeling scared. I mean, you're still scared.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad.
<You're> still scared.
It's still nervous. That's just natural, I think. But
I wish like I had one story or like one event that I actually went up to a guy that I liked.
Yeah. But how about guys like coming and talk to you? Has that happened?
I mean, what do you mean?
Like a guy come chat to you like when you're by yourself or like when you're with your friends.
I mean, obviously it happens.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously that's
like,
happened.
What do you mean?
But like how do you go with that? Because you know one thing that I realized, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that personally, the pressure of having somebody approach you is even higher. Because then you already know that they're attracted to you.
Wait.
And if you, I mean,
have you had like girls like come up to you? I bet
you
had.
Bare times.
Really? Yeah. That's interesting.
That's happened.
Very interesting.
But at that point, the pressure is high for me.
When they come up to you?
When they come up to me. I don't know why.
How is that higher?
Because then you actually have to be like they already like you, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's like they don't know you. Like they're attracted to a look that you have. But you don't, like, personality still does matter at the end of the day.
Yeah, and, it does, but...
And on some days, yeah, like, I'll tell you this, yeah? Mm-hmm. I've had girls approach me at clubs, right?
Yeah.
Like, touching up on me or whatever. And then we start...
Touching up on me.
Like, you know, the little touching by the chest or whatever. Like touching your biceps and whatever. Like, I've had that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's happened. That's happened.
Like
that's happened.
Yeah.
But it still didn't go my way because I was probably my bad. I was probably like not in the mood or my personality, you know, some days like you can have like bad days, like my personality just was not where it was supposed to be. So we chat a little bit and then they see that, this guy might not be interesting. And then they leave. That's happened. It's not like it happens every time. But it's happened like one or two times to a point where it's like now when somebody approaches me, I'm not even like relaxed. I'm just trying not to fuck it up.
But you mean like you found them attractive as well and you still wanted to continue like the conversation or whatever?
Yeah, like I still wanted to chat to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like...
Yeah.
But like I just felt like the communication was not really there or I was not really bringing my best self, you know? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, they still ended up leaving. Which was kind of tough because then it's
but
like...
But you didn't... Like, it's a club, you said.
Yeah, it's
so
a club.
So you didn't go back to them? Like...
No.
Because you could have done that.
No, but... Like, you approached me. Like, I'm not about to... I'm not about to reapproach you. You know what I mean? Like, if she came and she chatted to me, yeah? And
so
then,
you want her to keep on coming to you?
No, I don't want her to keep on... To be honest, I just was not feeling it realistically. I think that's the reason why it didn't pan out. It was not that day. You know, because some days I do go out and it's like, I'm just here. I didn't really plan like taking somebody home with me or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just here to have a good time. And it's like, when something like that happens, it just catches me out of the blue. And I can't just like activate my flirtatious side or whatever. I'm a fuck boy, but the fuck boy doesn't come on demand. Like, I have to be in the mood mentally.
I'm glad he said that. Everybody on the street knows that.
Like, everybody knows. At this point, I'm not even trying to hide it. It is what it is, baby.
You finally owning up to it.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, bet.
It is what it is. I mean, if you're single, like, why not, you know?
No, yeah.
But yeah, so now when somebody approaches me, it's like I try to be careful not to fuck it up, you know.
But you said it happens a lot of times, so it must have gone good some other times. But yeah. I'm so happy that girls are like doing that, you know, like they're finally like just going up to people and
yeah,
just getting what they want.
Hey, that happens. You just gotta look a certain way.
True.
Yeah.
Just gotta fuck. Just said that. Yeah. But I wish it could be me.
Mm.
I wish it could be me.
Like when we actually went to Gothenburg the other time.
Yeah.
That happened that night.
What?
Yeah. Like
when I was there.
When you went to the bathroom.
You're lying.
A girl came, like I was walking, okay, coming to the middle of the dance floor because I thought you were there.
Uh-huh.
And she just grabbed me and then we just started dancing.
Where the fuck was I? Like literally.
You went to the bathroom. You literally got in. Yeah.
Deadass.
Like she saw me come in and then she just came and then she grabbed my hand. I was like, ooh, okay. I was like, all right, cool.
He's like, I know started, how this night's going.
Yeah.
Where did she go the rest of the night then?
We just danced a little bit. It was one of those nights as well, I guess. We just danced a little bit.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I wasn't that attracted to her.
Oh.
At the end of the day, you know, I gotta put this out there. Like the people that actually do approach you most of the time, it's not the ones that you would approach. Like that's how I feel. Like the ones that actually come talk to me,
yeah.
It's like sometimes it's very questionable. You know what I mean?
You know, I have this theory.
Mm.
I have this theory. It might be very, very controversial.
Go ahead.
But I feel like it's true.
Yeah. It's never your type. The girl that you're like, okay, you're my type, okay?
Yeah.
Or the guy that you're like, you're my type. They're never the ones that actually come and approach you.
No, but like, I feel like
most
of the time, attractive people do not approach.
Yeah.
But not attractive people or not that attractive people, like average looking people, are like more approaching.
I mean, they've had a lot of time to develop personalities or whatever.
No, but like,
I mean,
I don't know how to phrase this.
You got to be able to put your best foot in front. I feel like that's what it is. Like when you look good, yeah.
I feel like they're more like not scared of rejection, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like attractive people are more scared of rejection.
Yeah.
And being embarrassed.
Yeah, in a way. And because you've never as well had the need to do it because people come and talk to you. So that's also a reason why. It's like, it's a part of you that you've never fully developed. You haven't put much attention to that.
Yeah.
But like, if you realize like you're growing up, like you're not having that much conversations, or at least you're not talking to the people that you want to talk to, then you have to put your first foot in front and you actually have to go and talk to people. That must be
something, because it has to be true.
But like, think about it like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even the attractive ones. Yeah. Like even if you're super attractive, maybe the person that you find attractive that's on your level is not going to come talk to you either.
No, definitely not.
So that's why you in a way, you still have to.
Two attractive people. I have not seen that many couples that are two attractive people.
Because everybody has
their... It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard to find. Yeah,
everybody has their head up in their ass.
Like, exactly.
Nobody wants to, you know, feel rejected and whatnot. Yeah,
because both of them have been, like, complimented or their lives and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have been, like, the main attention.
Exactly.
Have been the attractive one.
Yeah.
Out of their friend groups and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like they need that validation all the time.
Yeah. And two attractive people is like, who's the hot one, really?
No, yeah. Who's the hot one?
Who's
here?
The hot one?
No, but I love to see it. I love to see two attractive people, but it's very rare. It's very rare.
Yeah. It's not every day that you see, for sure.
No. If they come together, it's probably because of like online.
Yeah.
But even that is very like, somebody has to be complimenting somebody, and then they were going to be wanting the compliment more than what they would want to say it to somebody else.
Yeah.
I feel like.
No, I definitely, I hear where you're coming from. It is like that. Like somebody definitely does have to take the first move, but it's like,
somebody has to simp.
But it's like, who wants to do it? Most of the time, guys are the ones that actually do that.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the opposite.
No, most of the time, guys are actually the ones that go and chat to somebody that they actually like. Especially if it's like a super classically attractive woman. I don't feel like, I don't know, man. I don't feel like they would come and chat to you if you were just like very good looking. Like if you didn't have something else like going good for you. Let's say like you were super popular as a guy, you had a lot of money, then a very pretty girl obviously is gonna come chat to you. Like we all know that. But let's say like you're regular Joe and you look really regular Joe and you look really good as a guy. Uh-huh. Still like the girl that you want or the girl that finds you attractive still might not come and chat to you. That's what I feel like. That's been my experience. But anyways,
I don't think pretty men also like go approach as much as average looking men. They definitely don't.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Look, I grew up idolizing guys that could actually go and talk to girls.
Yeah.
I grew up idolizing them because it was like every boy in my class
literally
could just go and chat to the person that they like, and it was not like an issue for them. And I remember like some of my friends like tried to teach me their ways.
Okay.
Like, they tried to show me, like, because I was a pussy when I was younger. I'm not even gonna lie. Like going and talk to somebody, it was the biggest fear. Like I couldn't do
it. Still the biggest fear over here.
It's difficult. It's difficult. But especially like when I was younger, I wasn't as aware that it was actually a fear of mine.
Yeah.
And it's not like a fear that I had from rejection or whatnot. It's not like I had previous experiences that made me fear it as much. It's just something that always has been the case for me. So it's like now growing up and realizing that, okay, whenever I actually think about talking to somebody that I find attractive, the moment that I realize that my heart starts going boom, 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 that's when I'm like, okay, now I have to do it. I cannot back down.
So you're like daring yourself, basically.
I'm daring myself, basically, to go up and have that conversation. Because it's not very often that you regret it. Whether it goes your way, doesn't go your way, I've never approached somebody and gotten rejected and regretted it. I've regretted not talking to somebody that I found attractive. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That I've regretted. Not taking the opportunity to chat to somebody. Yeah, but not.
So you don't be like, oh, why the fuck did I?
I'm like, fuck it. If you say no, like, if you don't find, fuck, it is what it is. At the end of the day, I don't lose nothing. I don't lose nothing, but there's a lot to gain from it.
It feels, because to me, it kind of feels like death.
No, at first,
it feels like you're going to die.
Trust me, you get over it pretty quickly. I dare you to try it. I mean, it would look funny though.
But I can't imagine getting rejected.
Yeah.
If I ever get rejected, I feel like it will crumble all my life away.
I don't think you would get rejected though.
TBH. I feel like it would happen.
TBH, I don't think you would.
No, I'm not saying that in that way. They might just be like, also, I have a girlfriend.
I mean, that's cool. What's wrong with that? If he says he has a girlfriend, he has a girlfriend. It is what it is. You move on.
But then in my brain,
talk to
I'm like
somebody else.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Technically when thinking about it, it doesn't sound very dramatic.
Yeah.
But when you're there.
Yeah.
When you're actually there and the person says.
In the moment, it's intense.
Yeah, like, because I would be in a club, I would be in a party, whatever. And I am thinking like, oh, this guy looks so cute or this girl looks so good. But those people would never come up to me.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Yeah.
Because they're freaking attractive.
Yeah,
they're so attractive.
Do you give them the look though? Like,
I
do you let them know that you are?
Bro, they barely look at me, to be honest.
Really?
They barely do.
Okay.
Some did. No, let me not lie.
Do they have like girls around them though? Are they already there with a girl?
No, they were just there with a guy. Here's the thing. When they're very very attractive, like super like hot, I give them the look and they give me the look back. They're not approaching. They give me the look back as in like, oh yeah, it's okay for you to approach.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to approach them.
I wish like I would get trained more, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe with practice it might come back, but...
No, with practice, it is definitely going to come. Because just like I said earlier, you literally don't lose anything from it. You only learn. Yeah.
It feels like you're about to die.
It does feel like that in the moment, but from experience, I just know that it's not the worst thing in the world. And, you know, it's like everything, yeah. The first couple of times that you do it, it's like you feel that way. But by time, you just it's just something that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for literally everything. So, yeah.
The nervousness will go away.
The nervousness is going to go away eventually. It might not die off completely because, like, you're not a robot.
No.
You know, but at some point, it's going to be, like, manageable. You're
no,
gonna
I
want to
be where
it.
You at. So, like,
oh,
even
I still
if
have
they
a long way to
me,
go.
Yeah. No, but, like, I want to be where you at. I feel like that's... I don't think we can disconnect from, like, being nervous all the way. But where you at is very, like, you can still approach them.
Yeah.
And even if you reject, if you get rejected,
I'm
it's not the end of the world.
I'm barely shitting my pants, but yeah.
But it's not the end of the world.
It's
but that was only,
the
like,
world.
The first time, no? Do you go to the bathroom every time you have to approach anyone?
There's this one girl, yeah?
Yeah.
Every time I see her.
Yeah.
I get that feeling. Every single time that I see her. I still talk to her. But because we have spoken, like, a couple of times, I just know that she's not into me. So now I don't get the same feelings because I know where she stands and she knows where I stand.
Why do you think she's not into you?
She gives me that fake, when you don't like somebody, but you just have to pretend to be nice. She gives me that vibes and I just fucking, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be.
Because we did talk like a little bit on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And I was kind of like pushing a little bit at that point. Because I kind of like knew where she stood. But what made it like more solid was whenever I tried to make a plan, you know, it's always like when a girl goes, I'm kind of busy right now. Okay. You already know it's never going to happen. Like dead ass. When she goes, I already have plans for that week, and you're like, okay, how about the weekend after that? She's like, I already have plans. How about next month?
Next year? Next year? When are you freaking free?
It's like, bro, you know.
Yeah,
you should get the hint.
Anytime, yeah.
Yeah, and it got to a point where she actually told me, she was like, if we're gonna go out, because I don't know you like that. It's like, if we're going to go out and there's other people there, there's friends, then yeah, definitely we can hang out. But just like me and you, I don't really know you like that. So I would find it like awkward.
Well, that's a bit friend zone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is friend zone. It is friend zone. But I did still see her like, I think one or two times after that.
Yeah.
And we just talked and it's cool. But she gave me like that. To be honest, I don't think like she would. I don't think like she even wants to be friends or even like acquaintances or not, but because I had made it like so obvious in the beginning that I was interested in her, now she kind of feels like she has to be fake nice whenever she sees me, and I hate it. I would rather she not talk to me at all.
But you guys still have each other niceness. On Snapchat and stuff.
Yeah, we still do.
Do you guys still talk?
No, we don't. I got the point. I got the hint. She was never interested. Yeah. She was never going to be interested. It's not something that I can even imagine is going to happen in the future. So it is what it is. Worst case scenario, you get rejected. Am I dead? No, bitch. I'm still breathing. Like, I'm still breathing. I'm still here. I'm still alive.
But you approached two people in the same
grew.
Place.
My balls grew 1 inch thicker from that experience.
That's what you think of
for
it,
sure,
huh?
For sure. All
right.
It's like, right. I have that under my belt now. It's not a happy ending or whatever, but I have that under my belt, you know. It's fun, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Go off.
I mean, you gotta do something. You have to, I feel like. At some point, you have to, you know, you have to go for it. You have to go for it. Just like I said, there's nothing to lose, man. For real.
Yeah.
There's nothing to lose, literally.
You can't say that.
But the fact that
I
it was...
I still not got it. That's so scary. You don't understand how scary I think that
is. No, it is. The fact that it was like two pairs of girls that I approached, that craved like a lot of balls, though, I'm not gonna lie.
No, you definitely grew an inch.
Yeah, definitely. Immediately, boom.
Oh my God, you know what? I got a question.
Go ahead.
For everybody that is listening to, male, of course, and for everybody that is watching it on YouTube, I got a question.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's not kind of a question, it's would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather lose an inch?
Okay.
Of your dick to get a 1 inch of height,
mm-hmm.
or lose 1 inch of height to grow an inch of dick?
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
That's a really good one. I'm not.
I'm ready for the answers. I'm ready.
So would I become 1 inch shorter to grow 1 inch
pee-pee
longer down there?
I hate that word. Ooh. Why
is
it?
Oh yeah, that's it makes you sound like a pedophile. Pee-pee, what the fuck?
Stop!
Is that pee-pee? Are you serious?
That's disgusting.
You could have used dick, you could have used anything, but pee-pee, ugh.
Ugh. Yeah.
Literally wrong choice of words.
True.
Nah, but that's a sticky one still.
Yeah, but you're pretty tall.
I'm pretty tall. Like,
yeah.
1 inch wouldn't it wouldn't hurt.
Mess it up.
It wouldn't mess it up, but it would help a lot somewhere else. But it's like, the thing is, yeah, if I say I would rather lose like 1 inch of height to grow 1 inch of like
pee-pee, yeah.
You use the same word. Penis, no, dick.
I can't say it.
Come on, are you?
I don't know why I can't say
are you
that.
Are you a child? Are you going to kindergarten? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Okay.
Ugh.
1 inch of puke.
Yeah. Now it feels like I'm talking to an adult.
Okay, you're dissing me. He's a disser now.
No, for real. Because if I say that I would rather lose like 1 inch of height to grow uh-huh. 1 inch of dick,
uh-huh.
then it sounds like I'm insecure about my dick. You know what I mean? It sounds like...
Does it though?
That's kind of what it sounds like to me. So that's a sticking one still. But like my height, I have no problem with.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm good where I'm at.
Yeah.
So 1 inch is not going to make that much of a difference. But I still think that... I still want to be a bit taller, not gonna lie. I want to be like yeah. 190. I want to be like 190. So I think
190,
but still, no way. Let me recalculate this.
Yeah, do a calculation for that.
I'm gonna lose 1 inch of my dick.
1 inch of a dick
to grow 1 inch of
to
my
grow 1 inch of length.
Nah, fuck,
or
we can't
lose
do that.
One inch. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We can't do that.
Or what? Lose 1 inch of height to
nah.
get 1 inch of.
Yeah, I'm a lose 1 inch of height to get 1 inch of dick. Because it's not like we're playing with a lot here. Like, it's not like what you would see on, like, you know, Bang Bros or whatever. So.
You guys can find him on OnlyFans. Search on Omar 16.
Nah, man. No. We don't got it like that. You know what I mean? So I need every inch.
Talking about OnlyFans, would you ever?
Would I ever? Nah, I couldn't.
What
would
if they offer you like money? You know
like
what I mean?
Beer money.
Yeah. Name me a price.
To be honest, it would have to be a lot. But you know, like with OnlyFans,
yeah.
you can have like an OnlyFans account, but you're not dropping like nudes or whatever. You can just have
but
it.
But you're not
you
making can... money.
No,
you're
but you're saying like if
yeah.
I'm gonna be making a lot of money and it's guaranteed and I would have OnlyFans, then I probably would, but like basically, you know what my Instagram looks like. I'm just going to be putting the type of pictures that I put on my Instagram.
Nah, we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about that. Don't try to cheat the system here. You know where I'm going with this. Like,
nah.
I mean only fans. No Instagram things.
No Instagram things.
Nah. You have to get butt naked.
That's tough
You have
still.
To get butt naked.
That's tough still. Don't worry
maybe,
about me.
Maybe
would
some
you?
Butt stuff.
Would you do that?
What?
Would you do that? OnlyFans.
It depends on the price, actually.
Okay, what's your price?
Yeah.
Everybody has a price. What's yours?
Because they get paid on there.
No, not everybody gets paid.
No, literally, Blak Chyna, she was getting $3 million a month.
Yeah, we're talking about
a
the
1%,
month. The top 1%. They make
yeah.
a lot of money. Like, if you're,
you
if
won't
you're,
do
if
it for that much?
If you're... But are we going to be able to do it for that much? If you don't already have a following.
Everybody has a price. I'm saying name your price.
If I was supposed to be offered $3 million per month to
yeah.
do that.
I mean, you do for less. You definitely do it for less.
I would do it for a lot less.
Exactly.
A lot less.
Exactly.
That's good money still.
That's amazing
that
money.
Is good money.
Per month.
Mm.
Bruh. Mm. Ain't nobody getting that much.
Hey. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.